Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Nebras Hayek podcast. I wanted to start this podcast with saying that the title is going to be something that it's probably going to either drive people away or it's going to draw people in. So this is a title that is very sensitive to me. And the topic that I'm speaking about today, it's a topic that is I feel like it's helped shape me and define who I am today. The title is, "He Thought He Ruined My Life, So I Wrote Him a Thank You Letter." This is basically to show people that whenever you're looking at anything that was very dramatic or traumatic in your life, there's always a reason behind it. And I know it doesn't seem that way always, but I want to make sure that people understand that even the worst times in our lives are meant to reveal the most beautiful times. I use fitness a lot as an example, but, you know, it's really hard and it's really tough going through a process of building your body, but the results are beautiful. It reveals a beautiful body. You climb a mountain, you climb and you slip and then you climb again and you hurt yourself. It's really difficult. It's tasking. You're out of breath. But think of the view that you will be able to see from the top of the mountain versus if you were on the bottom. So it's always better after you have gone through a struggle. And it's not just me talking, just making, you know, stuff up. It's reality. It's something that applies to almost everything in life. And I say almost because, you know, you got to leave that little percentage out there. But honestly, every single thing that's happened in my life that was beautiful, it always ended up being something that resulted from a very scary, challenging, difficult, exhausting, you name it. Because that's what made me even enjoy it more. So going back to the title, "He Thought He Ruined My Life, So I Wrote Him a Thank You Letter." Many of you don't know this, but I believe most of my followers are people that have connected with me on a deeper level. So I have gone through different types of abuse, and I would say I can get into it in different episodes, get into it deeper, but I have found that every time I am proud of a decision that I made, every time that I'm proud of something that I've done or said or thought of, it's always that something that brings me back to the times when I thought I was helpless, when I thought that I was not able to do more. So believe it or not, I believe the abuse that I've gone in my life, that I've gone through, shaped me somehow. And I believe the difficulty and the struggles when, you know, I didn't have a home, I didn't have family, I didn't have anybody to care for me or to even just be by my side. The entire time, I was not aware. I was clueless to the fact that I was building a stronger me. And for those that are going through something in their lives right now, I know you hear it all the time. You know, hang in there, really, truly hang in there, because you have no idea what is waiting for you. And I promise you, and I don't just say this to make this podcast seem more appealing to people, but I guarantee those that are going through a difficult time that if you just see the good in that time that you're going through, see the silver lining and just focus on that to get you through. And if you don't see it, know that there is something waiting for you at the other end of this cloud. And it's something that's very beautiful, something that's very rewarding. So going back to the title again, saying that I wrote him a thank you letter, I actually did send a thank you email to the person that thought he ruined my life. And I wasn't being vindictive. I really wasn't trying to do it for revenge. It was a very beautiful email thanking him and making sure that he does not think that he ruined my life, because he helped me shape it, define it, live it, love it, appreciate it. And You didn't ruin me. You did not ruin me. You helped me find me. So for those that are struggling right now, please remember that. And for those that always feel that they're alone, you know, sometimes you are going to be alone if you're too afraid and too scared to reach out to people that care about you. So if you're alone or feel that you're alone, then you're probably not seeing those that care about you that might be there for you if you just give them the chance. Now, if you really truly don't have anybody, please feel free, and I don't say it just to say it, please feel free to reach out to me, thenebrashaikpodcast@gmail.com. And I do look at all the emails. I want any suggestions as far as topics. I want to know if any of my podcasts hit close to home, or if you know somebody that can benefit from these podcasts, because honestly, that's why I started it. I'm trying to help people out there through the experiences that I went through, and to make sure that somebody out there learns from something that I've gone through, and just live life, because life is too short. Do everything that makes you happy. Seek the challenges. Don't wait for things to happen for you. You have to really get up and do the work yourself. On that note, I want to say thank you for believing in me. Thank you for following me. Thank you for listening to me. And I appreciate the support. Please subscribe, share. And like I promised you guys, I'm not going to edit those podcasts. It's going to be from the heart. I don't have a script. I just get on here and speak. I want it to seem more like a conversation. So please subscribe. Please share with people. I'm not editing anything out. I'm not editing anything in, except for the music. You know, we all like little music. So I love you guys. I appreciate your support. And until next episode. Bye. And I'm on the roll.